So that's radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, joining me is my guest today, Julie Gowers, who is Brentwood Arts Society's publicity officer. And she's joining us to talk about a fantastic event. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Michelle. It's lovely to be here again.
It's great. You've been in a few times, haven't you?
Well, I've been in twice before. Some of your regular listeners may remember that I came in a year ago to talk about our 60th anniversary annual exhibition. And this year, it's our, of course, 61st annual exhibition, now, again at Brentwood Library.
Before we talk about it, if people don't know about the Art Society, tell us a little bit about it, how it started. And
well, the Brentwood Art Society is still going strong, as demonstrated. We're in our 61st year. We have over 40 members. We meet twice a week for a practical session on Monday with professional tutors. And on Thursday, we have a life class, which is a little bit more informal, but again, with professional models. So we have a lot to offer. It's not just painting or watercolour, which a lot of art societies specialise in. We do a whole range of things. We've done printmaking courses, even some 3D work.
Yep.
And that, of course, is all represented in the exhibition.
Now, you say last year we were here talking about the 60th. This is the 61st. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Brentwood Library at the Beckett's Gallery.
Yes, there is an area within the Brentwood Library. It's shrunk sadly over the years, but we still have a corner, and it's called the Beckett Gallery. And we are lucky in having the Mayor of Brentwood, Keith Parker, opening it, and your listeners are very welcome to come along and recover from Halloween and have a glass of wine with us, meet the artists, and enjoy looking at or sharing with us the artwork, and even maybe buying some. They're quite reasonably priced, make excellent Christmas presents.
Now, it opens tomorrow. It's going to be running for about a month, isn't it, there?
It's going on. The private view is tomorrow, again, which I've invited your listeners to.
Yep.
And then it runs from the Saturday, 2nd of November, to Thursday, the 28th. Sorry, not February, November. I'm going ahead of myself. We're still in November. We will be in November. To the 28th of November.
Yeah, and it is free.
Oh, indeed, yes.
And when we talk about, I was saying to you off air, sometimes when people talk about art, they always think it's people's paintings, and this is across mediums, isn't it?
Yes, we're very experimental. That's another feature that distinguishes our group. We're not, I have to say, for absolute beginners, and that sounds a bit scary. And we do encourage people to come along that have got some background in art and design. And because we do very diverse things, and we do have art school trained tutors.
Right, okay. So if people want to actually become a member of the society or come along, you need to have, sorry, a joke there.
Yes, lots of people come, they may not have done any artwork for many years, they may have done A-level art, they may be amateurs, but maybe not have done it recently and want to brush up again or get back into doing artwork. And it's very good to do that with like-minded people, because although art tends to be a solo occupation, it also can be wonderful to share, and it moves you on just seeing what other people do.
Yes.
So it has a value in that way to join a group.
And you were saying about you need more men, because it is.
Yes, that's a feature I wanted to talk about again today. We do have men members, but we're a bit short on chaps, and it would be nice to have a few more. It seems to be that it's the ladies that get out and about and join things, and particularly on our committee. We do have a male member on our committee, but it would be nice to have a few more. So if you wanted to get involved in the more organisational side of things, then that's a possibility too. So chaps, come and do your artwork. For some people, it's part of your well-being if art is something that is your outlet. Some people do sport, other people do music, other people more comfortable doing art related things.
Yep.
So there is this wonderful opportunity there for people to come along and do that.
Tell us about some of the people that are exhibiting the sort of work that's there. Have you got a few names?
Well, there's a variety. You can certainly see some of the names of our members by visiting our website, which is very simple. It's brentwoodartsociety.com, so not complicated. and on there is a gallery with people's work, also lots of news about what we do, because we don't only meet for practical sessions, we have social events, but we also have weekends away, we visit art galleries, and those visits often are the basis for practical work that we then do back in the studio. So it's a whole mix of different things, and as I've said earlier, it's not just watercolour painting or just painting. Yeah. We do a whole variety of things, collage, all sorts of different things that are related to creative art and design.
And it is very good for relaxation as well, I always find it. You de-stress. So although you said you do need to have some experience to actually join, if it's something that you've done when you were younger and you kind of given up because you've gone into work in the city, and it's nice to be able to come back and be able to get involved again.
It is. I wouldn't necessarily call it relaxing.
Oh, I think arty is quite relaxing. You know? Yeah, I can imagine you get quite stressed out, but, you know.
Yes, I wouldn't use the word stress. It can be a serious commitment.
Yes.
But given that there's this theory about the right side and left side of the brain, art is something that you switched into the right side of your brain, which is the creative side of your brain, and you can get lost in it.
Yeah.
And forget the time of day. Time can pass very quickly when you're involved in those sorts of activities. So in that way, I suppose you could say it takes you out of yourself for a while.
Yes, yeah. And if you're doing it because you're doing it for the passion of it, you're not doing it as a job, then it's slightly different.
We do actually have some people who are professional artists, yeah, as well as people who come along and do it in an amateur way. But I avoid using the word amateur too much because we're all terribly serious about what we do.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the same. We have a lot of people from the amateur dramatics. We obviously have people that are musicians that come in that still have to have their day jobs to do the creative stuff.
But of course, yeah. Yes, that's true.
Because there's not enough support sometimes in schools and other places for the creative industries, unfortunately.
Not always these days.
At the moment. Now, you were saying the Art Society runs life classes.
Yes, I particularly wanted to talk about that because I think that is almost, I hesitate to use the word unique, but I know of no other art society in the country. There may be some, please let me know if there are, that do what we do. And that's running a life class as part of our membership. So after you've paid your 25 quid membership, it's just £5 for a 2-hour session with a professional model within a studio setting. We meet at Brentwood School, by the way, so we're in an art room. It's not like a church hall or somewhere we have to get tables out. It's all there. Yeah. Sinks are there. The setting is good for what we do. And the art sessions, I think, are very valuable in that life drawing is known historically to underpin all sorts of other activities of art because it involves observation. You can enhance your pencil skills and observational skills through life classes. You don't have to be brilliant at it. It is the process rather than the end product very often. And again, although it's informal, there are people there that you can share your work with and you move on just by witnessing what other people are doing.
What's your preferred medium? Are you painting or drawing or is it sculpture?
I'm one of those artists that don't really have a favourite medium. I'll try anything. And I've recently got interest in a thing called jelly printing.
Ooh.
It sounds a bit culinary, doesn't it? One of our members attended a workshop involving this process called jelly printing. And what it is, you have a gelatine slab, which we call a plate, and you can produce monotypes from it. But the trick is that you can use acrylic paints. So instead of using oil-based paints, which can be very messy, you can use acrylic paints, which are quick drying, and the results are fantastic. So the other day I went and bought myself one of these jelly plates and I've begun experimenting already.
Yeah.
And it's great fun. It's terrific. And we have discussing that we might actually have one of our term sessions on this process because we think lots of people will be interested.
Yes.
Because each term we have a different theme, depending upon the tutor that we have.
Yeah.
So this is one that we've got up our sleeve to maybe do later on in the year.
And also, don't forget, if you go along to the library and you see at the Beckett's gallery that you see something that's available, you can buy it. It's a way of supporting artists as well, because like the music industry and acting, as I said, a lot of people have to have, if they're not, you know, professional and as in making a living out of it, it is something that people do appreciate. So if you do see a painting that you like and it's coming up to Christmas, you can buy something.
It makes a lovely gift because it will be a unique product.
Yeah. Definitely. So it is the 61st annual exhibition, the Brentwood Art Society. It's going to be running from the 2nd of November. The opening is tomorrow, on the 1st or the 2nd.
The private view is tomorrow, yep. Which all your listeners are invited to come along to. Yep. It runs from 7 till 9 o'clock in the evening,
yep.
And it's opened by the mayor around 7 o'clock. So
that's Mr. Parker.
And a glass of wine.
And it'll be running to Thursday the 28th of November.
That's right.
And you can go in, it's free, and you can go and have a look around. And as I said, if there's something you really like and it's for sale, or even if it's not for sale, you might be able to ask if you can get it for sale. I've been to Ilford Library, I think years ago, with my mum, and I just walked past a picture and I was like, I really, really like that, and I bought it. And
oh, well
and
done
it,
you.
And it's just, it's a one-off, but it was just something you just go, actually, I really like it. And, yeah. And we're not talking about spending thousands and thousands of pounds.
Indeed not, no. So, there are work that are 45 upwards.
Yep.
So yes, it's affordable. And I would mention that it's open during library hours, of course.
Yes.
Apart from tomorrow and the private view. Other times it's library opening hours.
Excellent. So don't forget, go along and have a look. And the web. Oh, one more thing before I was going to finish too early then. The theme of the exhibition, on the actual brochure or poster, you've got butterflies. So who designed that and why is it butterflies?
The butterflies are a work by Anna Derry, who's been a member of the society for a very long time. And she has a wonderful way of working with collage and all sorts of images. And what I do as the publicity officer, I select an image from different members. I try and represent different members each year. Yeah. And Anna got lucky this year. So that's why her image is on the front of the catalogue and the poster, and you can see the actual piece of work in the exhibition.
Excellent. It's beautiful. Good luck with it tomorrow. I hope everything goes very well. Don't forget, you're all invited to go down from about 7:30, did you say 7:30?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So if you want to pop down, you can have a look, and then it will be open during the regular times for the library. You can go around and have a look whenever you like if you can't make tomorrow. Lovely to meet you. Great that you're so passionate about art, and we've got a really good in Brentwood. I think we're quite good with the arts, that people are really passionate about sharing artwork and music and you know.
And it would be lovely if we had a dedicated arts centre, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Like other cities have. Why don't we have one?
Well, I'll be speaking to the head of the council probably in the next so I might put that question
that
to him.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, Michelle.
He won't be able to escape. He'll be here. Thank you very much. Lovely to see you, and I'll see you again soon. Just give me a